Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you're having a wonderful moment in your world. Where I am in the linear time flow is that, you know, I just had a typhoon weather storms last night, and then this morning, the just nature comes and go, the flow. After heavy rain, wind, now that sun comes up and shining beautiful sky. One of these experiences really reminds me of the abundance of the earth reality and the power of nature and being part of this natural flow. Always think of what we can do as a person, as a human being, as a community to stay still during this heavy storm and find that way to enjoy being part of it. So today's focus I'd like to give is to coming back to the basic principles to reconnecting ourselves as to reset fully with breath and engage each part of us here and now. Basically, that using a conscious breath effect for realigning, choosing what we would like to align, which is natural part of self, to engage whole being, each part of us here and now, at this present moment together, being part of this co-creating energy of oneness, so that even we connect one another beyond that linear time, beyond that physical distance, we can support one another and support ourselves to connect within and the world around us, reminding that we are one after all. And last portion of the show, I'd like to pick that reading request from Love Life. So stay tuned for that next segment. If your podcast platform is fading out with that first segment, and then please check that description and to come connect for that second segment. Look forward to connecting with you there. So let's start that weekly check-in and to use our emotion and observe ourselves, the notice ourselves to update where you are. Each part of you, your mind, your feeling, and physical being. Allow my voice guide your attention to connect and notice that observer. What to be observed in your mind, thinking and feeling, emotion and physical sensation. So first off, that let my voice guide your attention as that energy moves where you give your attention to. And I would like to guide your attention from your top of your head to all the way down to the toe. So just notice what you notice according to that guided experience. So just relax and observe where you are physically, and notice the space above your head and in between your head and above, if you're inside of the building or the room. So just notice the space between ceiling and your head. If you are in the car driving, just notice the space and the quality of that energy above your head. How, what about that temperature? Is that a cold, or is that a clear, or is that smoky? Or just notice that temperature and quality of the space. And coming down to your head, what your eyes are seeing, your physical eyes. My eyes are capturing the plants in front of me. If you're driving, your eyes are capturing in front of your car what's there on the road. So just notice what your physical eyes are capturing. And then your mind eyes, what your mind eyes are connecting. Is there someone in the front of you, or from the past, or in the distance, or in your feeding? Just notice what your mind eyes are connecting. Is there any view? And the nose, the smells. I'm smelling delicious coffee right now. This is the physical nose that I'm smelling. What about your physical nose? Any smells, the glasses, the air? Just notice. And then what about the intuitive nose? That is there any other smells in your mind views? And just notice. And your mouth, notice the temperature or dryness, or is anything getting attention in your mouth, teeth, tongues, everything, and coming down to your throat and the neck, both side, and extend your awareness towards both shoulders and coming down to the arms, both side, elbows, and towards hands. Just notice your palms and the how your skin condition. Is that a dry or moist, your palms? So what about the fingers and nail tips? Just notice what is getting your attention. And when you're moving your fingers, what your eyes are capturing in front of you, just notice. And bring your attention coming back up to the upper arms, back to the shoulders, and to the neck and back of your neck, and feel that weight of your head on your neck, how heavy your head. And maybe you want to appreciate the neck holding your head and bring your attention slowly down to the spine towards lower back, one by one, slowly behind your lungs, coming down to the all the way down to the lower back, behind kidneys and waist, and going down to the tailbones. And if you're sitting, just noticing that connection of your hips and the chair or the floor, and feel the gravity of your body on your hips. And bring your attention towards your front and the chest. Maybe you want to place your palm, right hand over your chest, your center, and notice what your palm is sensing. My palm is sensing my voice over my chest. And bring your attention inside of your body. Connect to the heart. You're pumping the blood and the lungs and into the stomach. And coming all the way down and back to that tailbone, and feel the weight and gravity and connection to the legs, towards knees, and all the way down to the toe. What you're noticing, your muscles and skins and your legs and feet connecting to the floor, and extend your awareness to the ground, to the earth. Feel the gravity and connecting to the earth and center of the Mother Earth right now. So we have another couple of minutes, and let my voice guide to consciously breathing deeply from the nose and exhaling from the mouth, with no longer serving energy, whatever, any event, people, emotions, well-being. Let that all out from the mouth. So let's do that. One deep breath, counting 3, 1, from the nose, go. 2, 3, hold it. Thank you for joining Conscious Breathing Exercise, Being Current Here Now. This is Juno Universe. So I like to intentionally choosing that state to do the guided breathing exercise for the next segment. Please come and join me. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. See you there. Welcome back. So I love this conscious breathing, Even that one time, fully engaging with that breath and keep the fresh air from the nose and inside of our body, and then let it out slowly. That would make huge difference to our physical presence. And today's focus I would like to do is the reset fully with breath. Engage each part of you here now. Actually, back into the basics. We did it today as that connecting each part of us by consciously noticing, using, being active with our observer self to connect our thought and physical presence and emotion and here now to updating where you are in your mind, your emotion, and your physical state is such an simple but effective and practical way to realigning ourselves and resetting our beingness. So let us do that to connect our emotion, consciously choosing with intentional creation to bring in the healing to our beingness. Whatever you are feeling now as in a good mood or a little bit of down or overwhelming or anxiety or just let us use this together moments and connecting as one to use our power, personal power, and work for one another and for ourselves, for chosen alignment. How do we do that? So now I would like you to notice your feeling, that what you are feeling right now at this present moment. Actually, I feel I'm everywhere. I am feeling busy, feeling everywhere, feeling mobilizing, moving around, feeling shallow, feeling occupied. How about you? Just finding the feeling word that resonating to your current mood, and no need to impress anyone. Just be authentic, honest to yourself. Sometimes it's, I notice that I entertain myself to choose something like, oh, I'm fine, and then it's not totally fine. We do that. So as much as you can aware of yourself, be honest and openly connect. Be honest as much as you can and allow your observer to observe. And then if you notice that the other noticer observing your observer observing yourself and then hey, not so openly noticing, and then no need to judge, you just observe that observer. And then knowing that observer, you know, it's like a complex being, but just as much as you can aware of it, and then no need to judge, but as it is, and notice naturally. That is one of the most important things with detachment. detachment. Even if you are thinking something, someone from the past or the future, you know, thinking about the yesterday's fun or yesterday's issues or problems or yesterday's loving moments or yesterday's fight moments, overwhelming, or just thinking of tomorrow's excitement or tomorrow's important nervous energy. It's just that notice where you are, and then maybe these are changing. And this is no perfect answer. So exercising to observe where you are and how quickly changing or how firmly staying in one place. Just notice there is no right answer. Just observe where detachment is the right way to connect. Okay? And ideally, your mind state and physical state, emotional state. Observe that. And mind state, you may want to notice is just from the past, you know, about the yesterday or a week ago, a month ago, or years ago, memories or future about this evening or tomorrow or next week or weekend or next holiday. Just notice where you are traveling. And then emotion. How your emotion is traveling, changing. So when we notice that here now, and what emotion you would like to align. Maybe you want to fully bring in that excited moments in the past, and you would like to be with that vibe here now for tomorrow. And then you may want to use that memory to bring that part of you here now and choose as an emotion. Or you may want to thinking of the wishes, created the vision board and wholehearted wishes and hope, wellness, success, achievement, that feeling, loving, accomplished, and then use that future feeling here now, using your imagination and experience here now. So it's totally up to you, your chooser you. And observer you is observing what will be available. Okay? And again, noticing this is the brain sensor, a human sensor, senses, intuition and emotion, feelings. That's the right brain. And then now bringing into the left brain, which is the word, logics, organize. So choosing that word, emotion, that matches your feeling, and write that down. What kind of feeling you like to experience using our together moments here in the oneness. So I would like to feel refreshed, refreshed. How about you? So refreshing energy. That's what I am choosing. You may want to choose that excited or loving, open, inspired. These are all good. Success, fulfilling, blessed. These are all good. So write that down and allow us power to fully recognize what we are choosing, sending that to other part of us. So this is an opportunity to reset in each part of us here now together. So I would like to take a deep breath again to vibrating that energetic state, aligning with your chosen emotional word. You pick the word. Mine is refreshed, refreshing. How about yours? So let us consciously breathe the fresh air all around you from the nose again. Bring that whole energy into your lungs and stomach, and as if you have a balloon inside of your body, fulfilling with the fresh air resonating to the feeling that you chose for here today. And each part of your cells, the physical cells, are resonating to this new energy. Everything is made of energy, thought, emotion, physical body. So just know that when you choose so, it will resonate. You have a power to choose here now together, okay? Then in taking all the new energy resonating to your chosen feeling, and entire body is now adjusting, realigning to your chosen state. And then let that out slowly, with old part of you no longer needing for this new state. So let's do that one more time. Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go. 2, 3. Hold it. Circulate it inside of your body. And thanks again for taking the time for yourself, conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. How do you feel? I am feeling absolutely shifted, deep, aligned, refreshed. Hope you're noticing that shift and change in your conscious awareness. Anytime you want to feel that stagnant or overcharged, reset, plug out, and then plug in again with this technique. This is the quickest practical. I love it. So hope you also do that when you need it. And then especially something important, meetings or some important test or public speaking or date or meeting, whatever that you want to be with the highest maximum possible power that you can be with to dedicate that moment. This is very useful. Get all the energies by your side. So here is the reset foodie with breath. Engage each part of you here now. Thank you. So I would like to do that intuitive reading using 3 minutes. And today's pick is from Love Life. Love Life. Let me set that timer for 3 minutes and to provide the insight. If you also like to get the intuitive insight, please send me that request by choosing that symbol represent what you like to get the insight for. Any kind of symbol. It could be fruit, any kind, like strawberry, blueberry, banana, whatever. And then let me know what type of the reading. Is that a love life? Is that a career? Is that a life path? Is that a spirituality? So let me know so that I would read the energy and deliver that insight for practical use for your particular area of your life. I'm reading the energy around the symbol and then deliver that message, insight, as something useful for broadening your view. And maybe you can get another choices, and maybe that idea would give you a new view to take a look at the situation, because we all have that blind spot, and it's nice to have another view to take a look, and then maybe you see something behind. It was a blinded from your standpoint of view. So either way, it will be fine. And then if you feel like, no, this is not me, totally off, and then that's fine. I totally respect your choice, and you are the most knowledgeable person about your life. So just I would like you to believe in your power and choice. However, even if the no resonance allow you to become more aware of what you are looking for, and oh, this is not me, and then that would make more clear about what is your choice, would that be? So that's the whole idea. And then at the same time, when you request a reading, you're helping us connect as one energy. And all other listeners, let us send a good energy to these reading requesters as if they are experienced in the perfect way for their experience in this oneness. And then at the same time, we want to embody that feeding that you chose for today's gathering. Do you remember your feeding you chose for today? Mine is refreshed. How about yours? So embody the feeling when you're listening my insight I'm delivering, and then that multitasking when you send a good thought to the energy reading requester, and then that good thought is coming back in this universal energy return system and help you embody that your chosen emotional state, the feeding. So that's at the beauty of this oneness energy. When you send it out, then you are getting back. And thank you for allowing me to be in your experience. Without your participation, I am unable to create the oneness. So thank you truly from my heart. Okay, so then let me set the timer here. 3 minutes. And the first symbol for today's reading is dolphin. Dolphin, love life. Here is the dolphin. Okay, I'm getting the sense that dolphins in Hawaiian Sea, it's a sleeping time at this point of play. That many are actively in the sea and the season. However, this particular dolphin love relationship, you may be taking a break. And to recapture in your sense of self that how you like to be in this relationship, and you are connecting to the second emotional center where the crown chakra open, like the second chakra and crown chakra, orange and purple. That is the sexuality, intimacy, creativity, and power, emotions. And in the sense that you may want to be open to that cosmic energy as in the universal flow, that sense of your higher self, like not so much on that thinking or this is the way that you have to be a calculating mind because I did and he did this, and I cannot do, or I want to do this. It's more of aligning to what you're supposed to do. So it's how important to be in yourself and take a break and take your time and being in your own space to clarifying your feminine energy to be in the fair ground under blue sky, that open sense of self and spirit, that what really exciting and up to now, what was you been seeking for in a partnership and loving? So this is the time for reaffirming your love to yourself, and then know that when you realigning to that each element, you feel that right timing at the right place in that right intensity. So just trust that, enjoy your space and time, and hold and allow that synchronicity bringing that guidance. I'm sending lots of love and clarity for your next step. Thanks for your request. This is the Dolphin Love Life. I love this. And on top of that, I think that this is carrying over from the summertime, and then it's going to be clear before Thanksgiving. So sometimes before November, you're going to be taking it into the next stage of this particular relationship. Okay, so the next one is the crystal. Here is your 3 minutes. Okay, I'm sensing that this is a really hot, flashy, almost like a crash type of energy, that your heart chakra and feminine energy, it's so heated up and stimulating your heart of the matter. And it would be really nice to be coming down to the authentic self, natural self, so that your feminine energy is more blending into what you're supposed to be aligning with the communication to this partner candidate, and comfortably, like a natural part of you to not so much ego driven, but more of ownership of your whole self. And I'm getting the sense that it would be really important for you to speak out from your what matters to your nature, even if you're feeling so pulled, attracted by this sexiest creature as a partner candidate. But you may want to be loving to yourself. So, how important to get your needs met first in order to serve both of your needs met? So let's say no is the quickest to have this creature more pulling towards your authentic loving power for you. I'm getting the sense that October will be a little bit cooling down and you can feel more stomach is wider open as to digesting this hot, attractive energy into a power to ground yourself and connect in a deeper way to decide how do you want to bring this connectedness to the next level moving forward. That right now is enjoy the moments and floating a little bit, but know that your feet needs to be grounded at some point so that you can be easily aligned when you are cooling down and coming back to your sense of self a little bit more at the end of this month. Good luck. This is the crystal category love life. Thank you. The other one is B. B. Love life. Here is your 3 minutes, B. I'm getting the sense that currently this love and relationship is, I'm sensing kind of having losing confidence about yourself, self-esteem, that you feel that little bit wonder about being judged by that partner candidate. And so that feeding less qualifying to be loved and fully loved is creating some hesitation and distance to speak out, and more spending to enhancing your sense of self. However, that finding some loving part at the same time, and you can love yourself and work also on some part to becoming better, enhancing. These are this and this, not this or this. If you think that this or this and it's never going to happen because we all are growing, changing. So always want to become better and better, and especially in the perfectionism in a good way, that I would love you to have that this and this, so that loving part need to be boosted to connect based on that, and then give yourself a permission to enhance at the same time. I'm getting the sense that between you, I sense some holiness to it, and the other person, the partner or candidate, also feeling the similar to you, so that when you openly connect, and then you can also expecting the other person to be open too, so that will make you create deeper in the relatedness as an intimate loving relationship. So the most important thing is that you need to be more comfortable about your own skin and be confident and affirm that you are lovable, loving, and create some lovable element, 100 of them on your list, and affirm that then the 50 that you would like to become better, enhanced as an ideal person, loving person, and then include that part that, oh, I love myself, that becoming better person and working on it, that's part of the my lovable nature. And that wholeness, as in a whole part of you, is going to be grow as more attractive, deserving the love, that pull in the loving partnership and deepening that relationship. Good luck. This is the B category of love life. You can also request your reading. Sending me that personal message, assign one symbol to what you're curious about in your love life or life path, career, family matter, and let me know that category so that I would pick your symbol here and then use together 3 minutes to deliver the insight. Look forward to intuiting your needs. So, how's your embodiment of your feeling? Let's take a long, deep breath to closing today's session. Counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go. Thanks for joining. This is June Universe. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. Bye.